There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome to Cavs HQ presented by Betway. Thank you for joining us on the Cavaliers Audioverse. Now, here are your hosts, Tim Alcorn and Jim Jones.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Cavs HQ presented by Betway on the Cavaliers Audioverse. Tim Alcorn with you. Jim Jones with tonight off, but for great reason. Congratulations to the Jones family as Jim's daughter got married earlier today in New York. So congratulations to everybody on the celebratory occasion. Now tonight on Cavs HQ, we've got a terrific show lined up. We're going to talk about Evan Mobley. Boy, the way he's been playing as of late has been outstanding. And then two great guests, of course. You read his stuff all the time. Tom Withers from the Associated Press will stop by and pay us a visit. Tom not only will talk Cavs, but a little Browns and Guardians as well. And then basketball in Cleveland, not just the Cavs, but the Cleveland Charge. And we'll talk to the voice of the Charge, Scott Zarrilla. So it's going to be a fun show. Stay with us. Cavaliers HQ, presented by Betway, follows this on the Cavaliers Audioverse. Mitchell through the center circle, right side, fires in the left corner to Wade, out front to Garland. Garland underneath the Mobley, head and shoulder fake, pow!
I like the quickness and the ball movement. That was the secret there.
Osmond lob, left side to Mobley, spinning left of the lane, fires it on the right wing to Garland. Garland lob to Mobley, pow!
I like it. Mobley makes himself available.
Garland hemmed in on that right sideline, bounces it to Evan. He's going to shoot a three. Hit it!
Okay.
Evan Mobley knowing the moment. JB talks about it all the time. Welcome back. Cavs HQ presented by Betway on the Cavaliers Audioverse. Tim Alcorn with you this week. Jim Jones has the night off. And for the Cavaliers, boy, it almost seemed like they took the night off last night in New York. A real tough loss to the Knicks. Cavs just didn't shoot it well. But they now have three straight home games, with the Lakers coming to town on Tuesday night and then a couple of nights off and a back-to-back at home Friday and Saturday, with Sacramento in town on Friday night and Oklahoma City will be at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse on Saturday night. And while the Cavs didn't play well last night, they did get another terrific performance from Evan Mobley, another double-double. He's been playing so well as of late. That double-double last night, his seventh double-double in the last 10 games, and head coach J.B. Bickerstaff just talks about the impact that Evan Mobley has on the floor.
I mean, Evan is, you know, continuing to show his value on both ends of the floor. You know, he can dominate the painted area. You know, he is special. He is unique. You know, and again, he has the ability and the potential to be great, and I think he's working, and he keeps showing us.
Brunson being hounded by Mobley. Brunson out front.
to Randall. Fires left side to Quickley. Gave it to Grimes. Grimes comes up. Shot blocked by Mobley. That's number 5 on the night.
Of course, Evan will be challenged tomorrow night with the Lakers coming to town and Anthony Davis playing so very, very well. But again, he has been up to the challenge all season long, whether it's been on the wing or with Jared Allen being out of the lineup recently, moving into that post position. And Kevin Love talks about the value that Evan Mobley brings to the team.
You know, it's been impressive to see just his maturation and his ability to take his game to the next level. And, you know, we always say it, he hasn't really even scratched the surface yet, but we're seeing flashes of, you know, who he can be and who he is.
Cavaliers and Pistons are tied at 90 with 5 minutes to go. Garland out front fires it to Mobley. He's going to shoot a three. Good! Evan Mobley. Oh, my God. Goodness, he hit it from Ford Field.
And of course, with the absence of Jared Allen as of late, boy, Evan has really had to step up in that post spot. And he has done that so very, very well. In fact, all-star point guard Darius Garland talks about the fact that Evan has played exceedingly well in that post position in the absence of Jared Allen.
He's been huge. I mean, he's our 5-man right now. He's just honing the paint down. He's contesting every shot that comes in there. And, I mean, he's even switching on to guards and keeping them in front as well. So, I mean, just from a defensive end, that's a lot by itself. So, I mean, he's been playing great this whole stretch without J.A., his running mate. And, I mean, we really need him to be big for us.
Love on the handoff to LeVert. LeVert right into the lane. Bounce to Mobley. Pow with two hands.
And Mobley making himself available, Tim. He knows how to get to the open spot.
So, again, Evan Mobley being counted upon very, very heavily in the absence of Jared Allen. Hopefully, Jared will be back in the lineup soon, but until he arrives, Evan Mobley, no doubt about it, holding down that position very, very well. Again, Cavs back in action on Tuesday night. The Lakers will be in town. Don't forget that game will tip off at 7:30. So the Huntington Tip-Off Show will come your way at 7. And then the back-to-back weekend with Friday night Sacramento being here and Saturday night Oklahoma City. Well, a guy that certainly has his finger on the pulse of the Cavaliers and other sports teams in Cleveland is Tom Withers from the Associated Press. Tom has agreed to stop by and pay us a visit this week. So when we come back, we'll talk to Tom about the Cavs and much more. So stay with us. Cavs HQ, presented by Betway, continues after this on the Cavaliers Audioverse.
This is Kevin Love. You're listening to Cavs HQ. Once again, here's Tim Alcorn and Jim Jones.
Welcome back. It's Cavs HQ, presented by Betway on the Cavaliers Audioverse. Tim Alcorn with you. Jim Jones with the night off tonight, and for a great reason. His daughter married in New York earlier today. So congratulations to the Jones family. And ironically enough, our guest this week on Cavs HQ, he joined us back in the summer, Tom Withers from AP. And ironically, when Tom joined us in the summer, Jim wasn't on the show because his son was getting married. So I think the Jones family weddings are planned around an appearance of Tom Withers on Cavs HQ. But Tom, great to have you with us. And of course, you're a busy, busy guy covering the Cavs and the Browns and the Guardians. And we'll get into all of that. But great to have you back on the show again. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Tim. I'm not much of a wedding planner. I'm convinced now that Jones is just ducking me. That's all it is.
Well, if he's ducking you, he has great reason to miss the shows with the family weddings. 2 in 1 year. Jim and the Jones family have been very, very busy, as have the Cavaliers. Boy, it's hard to believe we're past the quarter pole as far as this season is concerned. Kind of a clunker last night in New York. But, Tom, as you look at the season as a whole, from your vantage point, what have you thought of the Cavs campaign so far?
Yeah, I was hoping you weren't going to call a traveling violation on me either. And that was something else last night, wasn't it? You know, I'm going to stick with what I've been kind of trying to preach to family members and friends and others that I run into around town. It's really, you got to be patient with this team, right? I mean, we have seen a mixed bag, and you know, and as I've said before, I try to prefer to look at this with as the glass half full, in that, boy, they've had to talk about obstacles in the first quarter of the season, as you mentioned before, right? I mean, we haven't really seen this team healthy for more than a minute. You know, there's been obviously some issues on both ends of the floor, but it's still a young team. And I know that's hard for a lot of people to accept, but this is going to take time. You know, we talk all the time about, you know, let them know. Well, you got to also let them grow. And I think, you know, some of the lessons that we've had to see them kind of had to deal with here in the first half are going to help them down the road. And what I think is important, Tim, is, you know, after a conquer like last night, you want to see how they respond. And I think we've seen instances this year, whether it be the road trip where they failed to close out some games, they got better at that, right? They made it important to win at home, and they're 10-1 and they're doing that. So it's been a mixed bag. It's basically kind of what I expected it to be, Tim, to be honest with you, because of the youth of this team. So, you know, there's been a lot to be happy about. There's some definite things that need to be addressed. And I think that's just part of the long journey of a season.
Tom, as strange as it may sound, how much can the obstacles that this team has faced during the first 24 games now actually be a benefit, that they've been able to weather it and fight through it?
That's exactly how you got to look at it as a coach. And I'm sure that's what JB and his staff are doing, right? You've got to kind of embrace the suck, if you will. We used to talk about that with some bad Browns teams when the loss would mount. You would have to start like taking the negative and trying to spin it forward and make it a positive. You know, when guys are out and not healthy and can't play, you know, it's as cliche as it sounds, that next man up is really, you know, something that's necessary for every team to go through. And it's allowed guys to have to maybe step into roles that they weren't necessarily comfortable with or prepared for and have to kind of learn on the fly. And I think that's what happens to good teams. That's what happens to bad teams. That's what happens to every team. And it's just, again, a matter of how this team, you know, takes these tough moments, tries to make them positive and grows from them. So, you know, the injuries have been, I mean, Tim, I wish Jim was on today, because it just seems like this preponderance of injuries across the league. I really can't put my finger on it as to whether or not we're more in tune to it, but it just seems like the Cavs have had more than their share. And when you don't have Jared Allen for five games, that really impacts a team, especially this team, right? So again, plenty of obstacles, and it's just a matter of dealing with them as they come.
Again, we're talking with Tom Withers from the Associated Press. He joins us on this week's edition of Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Tom, I'll share something with you that I shared with the listeners a couple of weeks ago when we were in Toronto for the second time this year, just a couple of weeks back. I had a member of the Raptors organization share with me that he was thinking that the rash of injuries that has been plaguing the NBA this year, part of that is due to the fact that perhaps the players don't play enough games during the offseason. Guys used to get together and just play, and now they're more into workouts and so forth. And just as you said, I thought that was a very interesting take, because his theory is when they get to camp in early part of the season, they're not in basketball shape because they haven't been playing games all summer.
That's really interesting, Tim. Yeah, I think there is something to conditioning the body, right? And you know, absorbing contact and those kind of things that you get in a workout. I mean, you know, if you want to draw a parallel with, you know, Deshaun Watson returning from the Browns, you know, all that rust, you know, and you can't replicate live action. You can't replicate getting hit by somebody. It's the same thing as whether you're not, you're boxing somebody out. You've got to be able to take on that contact. I also think, Tim, because it is a long season and because teams are, you know, they are, you have to look forward to a degree as well, right? So I think some of those injuries that we may have seen guys like Jim Jones play through in years past are ones that are, you know, teams, because of the investment in these guys and because of the, you know, the long-term goals that teams have, they're going to be more likely to sit guys out for a day or two to let them get 100% healthy. But, you know, it's really been a shame for this Cavs team to deal what they've had to deal with in terms of Garland being out for as long as he was, and now Allen, and then Dean Wade now being out for more than a month, who's a very important player on this team, I think unheralded and maybe underappreciated by a lot of fans. So listen, it's across the league as well, man. I look at that NBA injury report every day because I have to, and it's my job. And sometimes it's more than a screen or two just to fill
yes. up
one night's game. So it's not just the Cavs, it's everybody.
Tom, as you look at the Cavs overall, is there any aspect or any player perhaps that has really stood out to you?
Well, obviously, Donovan Mitchell continues to impress me on a nightly basis. I think what really strikes me, Tim, and I think I mentioned this to you before, is that, you know, Donovan Mitchell just gives this team that guy. And this team hasn't had that guy in a number of years, right? This is a player that is regarded amongst the top 10 in the league, who on any given night walks on that floor and knows that he's probably the best player in the building. And I think there is a trickle-down effect when you have that kind of guy on your roster and in your starting lineup. Everybody kind of raises their game a little bit. So, you know, Donovan's been everything and more, I think. And I think a lot of Cavs fans who maybe hadn't watched Utah over the last couple of years, and I've got to admit, they're, you know, part of me was a little stunned with how good the guy is. You know, he had an off night last night. So did Darius. When they're both not on the same night, the Cavs are going to struggle. So, you know, he continues to impress me. I like the way Darius, too, has kind of come back. And what I've really been kind of focusing on, Tim, with this team is the way those two guys play together and play off of each other. And I think that's a thing that is going to continue to grow and unfold as the season goes on. And then, you know, as we get closer to the playoffs, you got to think about, how do they mesh then with Evan Mobley? Let's be honest. Those are the three guys that are going to carry this franchise, and with Jared Allen, you know, close behind them. But it's about those three, and it's about how they develop chemistry and learn to play off of each other. So, I think the injury thing, as we've mentioned before, has been an obstacle, but it also has allowed JB to give guys extra minutes and kind of figure out what this team is going to be about as they approach the trade deadline and whether or not they need to make moves. You know, I'm also excited for the prospect of Ricky Rubio coming back, because
yes,
he gets back with that second unit. I think the identity of this team drastically changes. You know, I think you're going to be able to give Mitchell and Garland some added time off, which in Mitchell's case, I think is very, very much needed. I think they're playing him a little bit too much for my own personal taste. And I know Donovan doesn't want to come off the floor, but we do have to think in terms of playoffs and what, you know, his body is going to be like down the road. So, hey, listen, I think it's still all good. The record is about where I thought it would be. I do think some of us were guilty of maybe putting the cart in front of the horse a little bit early on with that 8-1 start. But they're right where they should be. And again, learning and growing every single game.
Boy, great points. Again, we're talking with Tom Withers from AP, our guest this week on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. We'll take a very quick timeout, and when we come back, we'll hear more from Tom. So stay with us on the Cavaliers Audioverse.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret, like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
See new things, try new things, go back centuries while living in the moment, forge new paths while discovering old ones, pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Today, the Cleveland Cavaliers and Cleveland Monsters are hosting 200 kids and families from Urban Community School to ring in the holiday season. Members of the Cavs screen team will greet the guests, and Cavaliers and Monsters players will participate in making it a special evening. The group will enjoy dinner and crafts in the Westfield Champions Club
and will enjoy watching the movie Elf on Humongotron. During the event, children who visit the concession stand will find some surprise guests attending the stations. All kids in attendance will go home with a new toy as part of our annual toy drive as part of Season of Giving delivered by UPS. Cavs in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. We'll be back with more Cavs HQ presented by Betway after this on the Cavaliers Audioverse.
Brunson left the key and the delay, lost it off his foot, picked up by Mitchell, ahead to Jetty, bounced to Mitchell, pow! Oh my! A thunderous dunk from Donovan Mitchell.
Off the defense, Tim, a deflection that led to that dunk.
They heard that one down below at Penn Station. Oh my!
Welcome back. It's Cavs HQ presented by Betway on the Cavaliers Audioverse. Tim Elkhorn working solo this week. Jim Jones is off tonight, but for a very good reason. Had a family wedding earlier today. His daughter got married in New York, so congratulations to Jim and his daughter and the entire Jones family as they celebrate. But nice enough to stop by and join us, and we're having a great chat. Tom Withers from the Associated Press. Of course, he's got his finger on the pulse of this Cavaliers team and all the other work he does in Cleveland for AP as well, covering the Browns and the Guardians. And Tom, a couple of quick questions about the Cavs, because I do want to ask you about the other two teams. But a guy that really doesn't get a lot of ink, but I think brings a lot of energy to this team and was inserted into the starting lineup, Lamar Stevens. What are your thoughts on Lamar?
As someone who has coached basketball, he is just, he's the guy that you love to put out there with your group. He brings a fire. He brings an intensity. He's got a defensive presence. He's just got that, you know, he's just got that intangible that you don't find in a lot of guys. You know, you're not worried about necessarily what he can bring you on the offensive end, but he just brings attitude. And that's such a huge component for a team, you know, to have that guy that you can kind of look to lead the way in some regards, in terms of just playing hard. I think we saw that last night, Tim. Unfortunately, you know, the Cavs got off to such a bad start last night. And, you know, some nights it's just going to take one guy to kind of make that play, whether it's diving on the floor for a loose ball or committing a hard foul inside, just to kind of send a message to another team. And I think that's kind of what Lamar does, in my opinion. I think that's why JB likes him a lot. He's just got that dog in him. And I know that's an expression that's kind of thrown around loosely and what have you, but there are certain guys that have that and some guys that don't. And there's times where I think this Cavs team, I'm not going to call them soft, but I think there are times where they do play a little bit too much of a finesse game where they need to kind of get their nose bloodied a little bit, right? Throw those elbows around, get in there, knock somebody down. I think that's an important aspect of basketball that sometimes goes overlooked. I mean, it's a beautiful game and there's a movement to it and there's a smoothness and a finesse to it, but there's also a brute force element that is essential for a team to be able to go as far as the Cavs want to go. So to me, Lamar is that guy. And listen, as we've talked about before, there is depth on this team. And I think Lamar is a shining example of a guy who has worked hard to kind of, much like Dean Wade, to carve out his niche in this league and become a rotational player, and not only a rotational player, but a productive one.
And Tom, one more Cavs question. I want to ask you about Caris LeVert, because he and JB got together and said, listen, you're better suited for this team coming off the bench. And Caris 100% agreed. Just your thought, because you mentioned in the first segment about when we get Rubio back. So all of a sudden, when Ricky and Caris and Love are coming off that bench with Jetty, that becomes a formidable second unit.
100% agree, Tim. Looking forward to seeing that, right? You know, in terms of LeVert, first of all, what a great attitude. What it means to a team to have a guy willing to accept his role. And we've seen that with other guys here. I mean, we saw it, you know, firsthand last year with Kevin Love and his, as a five-time All-Star, willingness to come off the bench, understanding where he is in his career and what he means to this team. And I think LeVert is in a very similar situation. You know, it was tough for him last year, I thought, coming in here and kind of being, for good or bad, looked upon as, okay, he's that missing piece that we needed at the wing or what have you. And he really had a hard time kind of fitting in early on. And there's been moments where we've seen him. I mean, my goodness, we saw him in Boston drop 41, right? And then follow that up with, like, I think a 1-point game. So kind of looking for something in between. But I think it means a lot to JB and this team to have a guy who is willing to take on that role. You know, he's there's been moments, Tim, where I look at him and I'm like, wow, you know, he is that missing piece on the wing. And then there's other times where he kind of fades into the background, and sometimes not through his own fault, right? I mean, we've got two ball dominant guards on this team. You've got two post players, and I'll call Evan Mobley a post player who needs touches. And so, you know, the ball's got to be spread around, and Karras has seemed to be willing to accept what he gets and do the most with it. So again, I think it's great though, that he and JB sat down. I think it's important that they have that connection and that openness, if you will, that open door policy that JB seems to have in a good way with his players.
Yeah, no doubt. It just shows you the trust that the guys have in JB and vice versa. He's just the perfect coach for this team right now.
Tim, I think also it's just their understanding of what he's up against, right? I mean, I think they appreciate the fact that, you know, he has had to juggle lineups since day one of the season, right? You lose your all-star point guard in the first game of the year for 6 days, and it's like been kind of patchwork since then. So I think it's important that players understand the dynamic of the team as much as the coach understands what he's dealing with.
Yep, very well said. Well, as I mentioned earlier, not only are you keeping an eye on a writing pen or a keyboard, I guess, on the Cavaliers, but the other teams in town as well. And I certainly don't know how you keep your schedule. It's got to be crazy. But let's talk a little bit about the Browns. Boy, that was an odd win yesterday in Houston without the offensive touchdown. But boy, just your thoughts on how this season has evolved for the Browns.
Yeah, I mean, the long-awaited debut of Deshaun Watson, I mean, he's back on the field, but that is certainly not the franchise quarterback that the Browns thought they were getting. In fairness to him, I can't imagine taking 700 days off from my job and be able to sit down behind the laptop and put together a decent story after 2 years. So, you know, he'll come around. I mean, the guy is an elite athlete. We're privileged to be able to watch him in practice and see what he does. It didn't translate yesterday, though, Tim, and that's what I was afraid of. I knew there would be rust. I didn't think there would be that much. Now, you know, they're going to ride with him, and so he's going to have to get up to speed quickly because Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals are on deck next. That's not the Houston Texans. So he's got little time to get himself up to speed, if you will. What a challenge, too, for a guy to, again, take, you know, not play in the first 11 games and then suddenly catching up to a bus that's moving at 100 miles an hour. You're trying to jump on the back of it. So it's going to be, you know, I think there'll be some rust going forward here over the last six games. But as I've tried to tell some Browns fans that I know, I think the important thing for them, whether they can put together a winning streak or not or make the playoffs, I think is almost irrelevant. I think it's about, you know, the chemistry that he develops with Kevin Stefanski to make sure that this is what they want to do going forward. Because as you know, they've mortgaged the future for this guy. So it had better work, right?
Yep, you're exactly right. And with a couple of minutes left, even though it's the quiet time of year for the Guardians coming off their tremendous season, Tito justly rewarded with Manager of the Year. But do you expect a splash or a move or two during the offseason before spring training gets here before you know it?
I definitely do. I think they're going to make a run at a couple of free agents. I don't know if they're going to be those top tier free agents that everybody here is always wringing their hands about getting, but I think what they did establish last year, Tim, was that there is a very solid core here, right? A core that begins with Jose Ramirez and goes from there. Do they need to add another big bat? Unquestionably. I don't think they can find one internally. So I think that's, you know, one of the goals in this offseason is to go out and find a bat. I do think there are some very doable trades for them to potentially make. You know, they do have a glut of middle infielders, even at the AAA and AA level. So I think they're going to package something together, but I think it was an important year for them. And in so many ways, you know, with the name change and with everything else that went on for them to kind of establish, or not establish themselves, they've already been established as one of the better teams in the American League, but they really showed last year that this young group has some potential. And, you know, the fact that they had 17 players make their major league debuts, and for the most part, all of them contributed in one way or another. So, you know, I find that, you know, what they did this past season to me was a lot like what the Cavs did last year, right? Kind of an unproven team, a lot of unknown quantities, and obviously move themselves into the conversation to be a contending team going forward.
Boy, great stuff. Tom, I cannot thank you enough. This was just an outstanding conversation. We really appreciate it. If we don't talk beforehand, have a wonderful holiday season. And I promise you, the next time you're on, Jim Jones will join us.
Jim, happy holidays to you and everybody else out there. And if I hear about another chump, I'm going to know that there's something really shaky going on.
Tom, we appreciate it. Thanks so much. Tom Withers from the Associated Press joining us here on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. We'll take a quick time out. More to come. Stay with us on the Cavaliers Audioverse.
Cooper to Mobley, right block, right hand jump hook, glass is good. Isaiah Mobley, 22 points. Cooper splits the double team, went up with the left hand slam. Sharif, exclamation point, 33 for Cooper. 2:45 to play. Stewart, right block, blocked away by Diakite.
Once there are some things that are too good to keep a secret, like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at avalonwaterways.com.
Again, emphasis on the D.
Welcome back, Cavs HQ, presented by Betway on the Cavaliers Audioverse. Jim Elkhorn with you, working solo this week. Jim Jones with the night off. And again, a huge thank you to Tom Withers from AP for stopping by and paying us a visit. Boy, great insights from Tom. Well, of course, there's more than just Cavs basketball in downtown Cleveland throughout the winter, as right down the street at the Wolstein Center, the Cleveland Charge do NBA G League action. And of course, the voice of the Cleveland Charge is a guy that I worked with for many, many years on Cavaliers Audioverse affiliate, WEOL. But now he gets to call those games at the Wolstein Center and does a great job. The Z-Man, Scott Zarilla. Scott, great to have you on Cavs HQ. Really appreciate it.
Tim, great to be on with you. And we've worked together so long. You didn't mention the fact we did all those years of high school sports, too.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. We had a lot of fun. And it's fun to be co-workers. And certainly I love my job as the radio voice of the Cavaliers. And I know, pardon the pun, you get a real charge out of being the voice of the Cleveland Charge. You do magnificent work. So tell our fans a little bit about how this Charge season is going so far, Scott.
Well, we just finished, obviously, the month of November, Tim, and it was challenging to begin with the fact that there were 7 road games, and after the opening game of the season was a home game, had a 4-game road trip, and the Charge took 3 of 4. Any basketball fan knows it, man. A 4-game road trip, you love to split. If you can get 3, it's fantastic. So it was fantastic winning those 3 games. But they finished the month at 8-4, 5-0 at the Wolstein Center. So as you know, Mike Fratello and George Karl, all the way back to him back in the 80s, you know, you want to split your road games and win about 75% of your home games. And right now, Charge are well on their way to doing that. So after 1 month of the season, they're off to a great start.
As Jim Jones and I were calling the preseason games, we saw a lot of the young guys that are now part of that Cleveland Charge roster, guys like Isaiah Mobley and Nate Hinton and Diakite and the like. But for fans that didn't get a chance to see those guys for the Cavs during the preseason and now have an opportunity to go down to the Wolstein Center and see those players, among others. Just talk about what they bring to the floor and what they bring as far as the future of the Cavaliers is concerned.
Well, Tim, I'll start with this. I think you and I have talked about this in the past, that, and this is from people far smarter than me. This isn't me making this up. The G League is really the second most talented league in the world behind the NBA. And a lot of folks may not realize that, you know, because the numbers vary, but about half of the NBA players at one time or another have had NBA G League experience. So there's a ton of players, Dean Wade, Pascal Siakam, Fred VanVleet, Jordan Poole, the names just go on and on, that have played significantly in the NBA G League. Now that brings me to our guys that you had mentioned. You know, Mamadi Diakite, of course, has done a nice job in his role with Jared Allen having his injuries right now with the Cavaliers. Mamadi, he's not playing a ton, but as you can attest to better than I can, he comes in and he does just enough to fulfill his role. You know, you've got enough guys to score and rebound, et cetera, but you need those guys to just play the role of filling in some minutes, taking up the slack here and there. And Mamadi has played just 3 games with the Charge. You know, he's averaging over 20 points, about 7 rebounds per game. But the fact that he's able to play for the Charge and then be transferred to the Cavaliers in a pinch and play for the Cavaliers, and again, play well in his limited minutes, that really is what the G League is all about. And he's Exhibit A of that.
Aside from Mamadi, Scott, is there anybody that's really opened your eyes or has impressed you so far this year with the Charge?
Well, I'll say this to you, Tim. You know, Isaiah Mobley, when he was drafted by the Cavs, I had already watched him a couple of times at USC. He looked like a good player. And I watched some of his highlights preparing for him this year. And he looked like a good player. I'm like, he's going to be a pretty good player. He surprised me. He's much better than I thought he was going to be. And I'm not sure if that's my lack of ability to, you know, check out talent or if he has just been better than I thought. But he's over 21 points a game, about 6 rebounds a game. He plays a little different than Evan, but he's physical. He's tough. He keeps moving. He's active. And he poses real problems for opposing front lines. Now, again, when you're in the G League, that means that you are a work in progress in some way, shape, or form. And he comes in about 6'10". You know, he's kind of a power forward, a small 5, if you will. But he's also the guy that, you know, what the league has become, and you know this, you've got to be able to make that 3, despite the fact that he's making about 36% of his 3s thus far. He's doing that in limited shots. So his shot is going to get better, but he's become much, he surprised me a little bit to answer your question, a little bit better than I thought he was going to be. The guy that I think we need to talk most about, though, is Sharif Cooper. Because Sharif is really tearing up the G League right now. He was player of the week for a couple of, for the 3rd week of November, averaged about 29 points a game, about 7 assists. He had games of 40 and 42 and 34. He had 34 last week.
Wow. And
19 in the 4th quarter. And when I say this to people, they raise their eye a little bit. But I say he's like a poor man's Darius Garland. And by that, I mean just his style. You know, he can really dictate the way the game is played. And he can take over offensively when he needs to. He's also a distributor. He's had 2 games of 12 assists. So he has just been fantastic. He's definitely your best player. And the fear becomes, as you know, once January rolls around and those 10-day contracts start showing up,
yes,
players are getting picked. I've got a fear that Sharif may be one of the first picked off the G League tree moving forward.
Again, we're talking with Scott Zarrilla. He's the voice of the Cleveland Charge. Of course, the Cavaliers G League team play right down the street at the Wolstein Center. And Scott going through some of the players that really make it an exciting brand of basketball. As Scott said, second best league in the world as far as the talent level is concerned. So Scott, with a couple of minutes left, I actually have some friends who are Charge season ticket holders. They love to go to the Wolstein Center. It's a beautiful place. I've never called a charge game there, but I've been there many times for CSU and high school regional games and the like. But with a couple of minutes left, tell our fans about the experience of being at the Wolstein Center and seeing a charge game real up close, because there isn't a bad seat in the house.
You know what, Tim? It's interesting because there is no center hung scoreboard at the Wolstein Center the way there is, of course, at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, which poses a challenge for the game ops folks to entertain the fans. But part of what is all about the G League is, of course, not only putting the best product on the floor with regards to the basketball team, it's also how do you entertain the fans? And first and foremost, the ticket prices are so affordable. And not that the Cavaliers are unaffordable, but first, families that want to come down, you know, tickets start as low as $5, like you said, and there's not a bad seat in the house. We had Marvel Superhero Night a couple of weeks ago, where the team wore Black Panther inspired uniforms, which were fantastic.
That's awesome.
They were so,
that's awesome.
Tim, they were so great. At the end of the month, on the 28th, on a Wednesday, they'll play Grand Rapids. It's going to be Space Jam Night. They're going to have special jerseys. After every game, a couple of players are made available to sign autographs. Fans can shoot free throws on the court. You know, you and I growing up, we didn't get a chance to do that sort of stuff. We went to the game and that was it. So our game ops folks do a great job of welcoming in the fans and accentuating the good basketball on the floor with a lot of things that happen off the court. And like I said, at $5 a ticket, man, you just can't go wrong. It's so much fun. And right now we're in the middle of a 5-game homestand. We've got a game on Wednesday at 7 o'clock against Fort Wayne, next Monday against Windy City at 6 o'clock. So get your tickets and come on down and give it a chance.
That's awesome. Again, right at the Wolstein Center, downtown Cleveland, Cleveland Charge Basketball. And if you can't get there, Scott Cirilla is the guy that's going to bring it to you. So again, Scott, great to have you on as the voice of the Cleveland Charge. My friend, we've known each other a long time. Always great to talk to you.
Tim, you too. I enjoy listening to you and Jim on the phone. I'm disappointed Jim wasn't here today. I wanted to commend you guys on making last night's stinker in New York sound really good.
Fooled them again, Scott. Fooled them again. Be well, my friend. Thank you.
You bet.
Scott Cirilla, the voice of the Cleveland Charge, joining us here on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. A quick timeout, and we'll put the finishing touches on this week's show after this on the Cavaliers Audioverse. Well, that was a busy show, and that's going to do it for Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Huge thanks to Scott Cirilla for stopping by and paying us a visit. And earlier in the program, Tom Withers from AP. Huge thank you goes out to Kurt McLaughlin, yes, our senior producer, and all the folks that make Cavs HQ possible. Don't forget tomorrow night, Cavs and Lakers from Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Tip off at 7:30. The Huntington Tip-Off Show will come your way at 7. Jim Jones and I will call it from the Joe Tate Perch. So until then, Tim Elkhorn saying thank you much for listening, and so long, everybody.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.